This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Jonathan and Adam, and we thank you for listening again. As always, it's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Let's repeat our – no, let's go back to Amos first. Mm-hmm. 11 years old in the great state of Arkansas. Amos joins us. Welcome back, Amos. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
How small is the world's smallest violin?
How small is the world's smallest violin? You know, I was talking about this the other day with a couple of guys here at the office. I forgot how the topic came up.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that.
You weren't part of that discussion?
I almost think this is some kind of riddle.
How small is the world's smallest violin? I would think a violin would be standard size, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Huh? Amos, so we don't know the answer.
Is it a trick? Is it the ones in between your finger and your thumb? Is it a trick?
Where did you get that from?
I'm playing the world's smallest violin, like you don't care.
Okay. So. Amos, we don't know. What's the answer?
It's 3 inches.
3 inches. Okay. Is that like, where is that? Is that on display somewhere?
Somebody stepped on it.
I don't know. I just found it in a book.
Okay. So the smallest violin in the world is 3 inches.
And it used to be on display until somebody accidentally
stepped on it. All right. Thank you, Amos. Appreciate it. That's Amos calling from Arkansas. Next, we go to Sylvia in Iowa. How you doing, Sylvia?
Hi. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you for calling us here on Trivia Friday. Appreciate it. Where do you live in Iowa?
In West Burlington. I've tried for years and years to get on this show, and I'm finally here.
Well, hey, we appreciate your persistence. Absolutely. And your dedication. I tell you what, if you've tried years and years, we're going to send you an AFR. We're going to send her an AFR ball cap, okay?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, years and years, that's...
Yeah, well,
you know, that's
I'm pretty
part of your,
old.
That's part of your life story, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll send you. Sylvie, when we get through talking to you here with this question and answer, you stay on the line, and Cindy will get your address, and we'll mail this to you. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, AFR.
I really
ball
enjoy
camp.
You guys.
Well, thank you. So we just bought a station in Des Moines. How far are you from Des Moines?
Wonderful. About 90. Miles?
Okay.
No, more like 120. 120 miles.
120?
Yeah.
Well, you said West Burlington, Iowa, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I listen under...
K-A-Y-P.
Oh, now I can't think of...
Burlington. Yeah.
K-A-Y-P, Burlington.
In Burlington. Yeah, we have an AFR station there, yeah, in Burlington. But, yeah, we just bought one in Des Moines, so we'll be turning that on before long. We'll let you know so you can let all your friends and family who live in the Des Moines area know we're on the air.
And I have a lot up there. That's wonderful.
That's good. Okay.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or both, Sylvia?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
How you tell the age of a horse.
How can you tell the age of a horse? And Sylvia, you say what?
By opening its mouth and looking at its teeth.
There you go. Absolutely. The answer I had technically is, and she's right, Sylvie's right with her answer, but it was the lines on its teeth.
Mm.
Have you ever heard that?
Not the lines. I've always heard you look at the length of their teeth.
And you estimate.
Oh, the length.
That's where the expression comes from, getting long in the tooth.
Yeah.
For people that are aging, that's what that's referencing.
What does it mean? You don't look a gift horse
in the mouth because it may be old.
Yes. It may be old. So anyway, well, I don't know how I got up with this, the lines on his teeth, but you're saying the length of the teeth.
Well, that's what I've always heard.
Sylvia, what do you say about that?
It's actually both.
Okay.
It's both, the lines and the length. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can tell, you can open up a horse's mouth and tell how old it is by the, that's interesting.
Basically.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever done that?
I have. I do have horses, and I do. There's a chart you can follow, and it's pretty close to the year of the horse.
Mm-hmm. What's the average lifespan of a horse?
Well, I just had a neighbor's horse and passed away at age 41.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually late 20s and 30s right. are the usual.
My granddaddy had a horse that was 35 or so years old. And
it's amazing. What kind of horse? Is there a particular horse that lives longer?
No, I think any of the breeds will live about that long.
Okay. Even the Clydesdales and Belgium?
As far as I know, I don't know much about the Clydesdales.
Okay. Well, they're a singing group, too.
Yeah. Oh, the Clydesdales.
Yeah, the Clydesdales from Florida. They sang. They had a cover of Jubilee back in the day. All right, Sylvia, what's your question for us?
Okay. What are the two Old Testament books that end in a question?
The two Old Testament books that end in a question. JJ or Ed might be able to answer this, but I'm looking at you guys.
You're looking
and at you look problem. Bewildered with a capital B.
I don't want to embarrass myself, but my guess will be Psalms and Proverbs.
Okay, we'll go with that. Sylvia, what's the answer?
No.
Okay.
It's Jonah and Nahum.
Let me write this down. I'm going to ask JJ and Ed, see if they know it when they get back. What did you say the books are? What did you say?
Jonah and Nahum.
Nahum. What is Jonah in with?
What's the question?
Look it up real quick. What's the question that the book of Jonah ends with?
I'm in the barn.
Okay.
Oh, in the car.
She's in the car? Well, you look at, we'll just play the Florida Boys while we wait on you here.
Or the Clydesdales?
Or the Clydesdales. Remind me about the Clydesdales. I need to tell you something about
that.
All right, Jonah, what's the last sentence question in Jonah?
Adam's looking it up.
Okay. Well, I'll take Adam or Sylvia's answer. What? No?
The question is chapter 4, verse 11. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? And also many animals.
What are you quoting from?
NIV.
No, I mean, what chapter and verse?
And Jonah chapter 4, verse 11.
Is that the last?
Mm-hmm. That is the last.
That wasn't a question.
It has a question mark at the end.
It has a question mark at the end, yeah. And it says, and at the beginning of that verse, it does say, and should I not have
that? That is a question, but it's a run-on sentence.
Right.
Am I right?
Well,
question mark.
Am
I right? Question mark.
I'm
you see
not
what only, I did there.
I'm not going to question the Bible. So,
all right, Sylvia. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Take care.
That's
Sylvia.
Sylvia was getting one of those.
Yes, Sylvia is going to get a hat. Don't hang up, Sylvia.
Yeah, don't hang up.
Cindy's going to get your address,
I'm
and we're going to mail you an AFR ball cap to West Burlington, Iowa. Right.
That's right.
And then what she said.
Yes, sir. All right, Sylvia. Hold on the line. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right, have we repeated our questions? Did we do that a while ago or not? Let's do it now for the last time.
Hey, do you want to know Nahum's question?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's my two questions. John Wayne had a Grammy nomination for the Best Spoken Word Album in 1974. What was the name of the album? Question two, this Texas mission-turned-military fort was named after the Spanish word meaning cottonwood. What was the name of the fort? If you're from Texas, you should know this.
Absolutely.
I'll give you a hint.
What are you? Go ahead.
All right. M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy still sold today? And how many stomachs do most dolphins have?
Yeah, they get teased about that, too.
They do.
Yeah, especially M&M. Flipper.
You got Flipper. Got two stomachs.
Yeah, he had a bully.
All right. So here are my two questions. What animal? No, I already had that, didn't I? Wasn't that the answer? What animal hibernates the longest?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Snails was the, in case you missed it, snails hibernate longer than bears, koala bears, or sloths.
Yeah. 3 years, you said.
So, yeah, you know you're a lazy animal if you hibernate longer than a sloth.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's very true. Very true.
So here's my only question I have left. After bananas and apples, which are the two most consumed fruits by Americans, what are the next three most consumed fruits in the U.S.? And I'll give you four to get three, okay? In other words, I'll give you four guesses to get the three answers.
Okay.
For the three most consumed fruits by Americans after bananas and apples.
That's a good question.
Let's go back to the phone.
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas where Luke is calling. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Luke. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well. Where you live in Arkansas?
Hope.
Hope, Arkansas, home of Bill Clinton and also Mike Huckabee, right?
Yes.
Sure. All right. Luke?
Probably listening to our Nashville station.
Nashville, Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Which covers Hope?
I think so.
That's what Luke said. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. All right, Luke, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
How many stomachs?
The dolphin question. Yeah. Go ahead.
How many stomachs do most dolphins have?
Three.
That is correct.
Three.
Yeah.
Some do only have two, though.
Yeah.
That's why I said most.
Luke, how'd you know the answer to that one?
I looked it up.
Okay.
So did I. So
three stomachs. it would take too long to go into the reasons for that.
Well, they don't chew their food, so the first stomach takes down the breaking down into smaller bits.
Okay.
And then the rest of the digestion is in the second and the third.
Again, God
created
all these different animals, and they have
such detail.
You go, why does this happen the way it is, or why are they made the way they are? And then you find out there's a reason and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That all couldn't happen by just random evolutionary
absolutely not
chance. It just you have to believe in anyway, fantasy.
Yeah, we serve
fantasy
a
land.
God.
Yeah, we serve. All right, Luke, go ahead with your question for us.
My question is, when was the first truck made?
When was the first truck made? Well, like a pickup truck,
sir.
Right? Like a pickup truck?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, well, of course, the automobile was invented.
Henry Ford?
Well, he didn't invent it. A German guy, Benz, did.
He was the first to mass produce.
Mass produce. Henry Ford was. He did create the Model T.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the first American.
Right.
To create an automobile. But the question is, when was the first truck, or what was the first truck produced? I'm going to say. Are you looking for what's the question again, Luke?
When was the first motorized truck made?
I'm going to say 1908.
That's pretty good. That would have been about the time, from my knowledge, when Henry Ford was doing stuff and everything. So
1908, Luke.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, you like saying, you really like telling me that, didn't you, Luke?
Yeah,
you did. What's the correct answer?
It's 1896.
1896. Do you know any more about that? Who made the first truck in 1896?
I don't know how to
see
that.
Okay.
I think it was just the first person to bring it to the South.
Okay.
Luke, you there? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how to say this name, so I'm going to spell it out.
Okay.
Gottlieb.
Gottlieb. Okay. We'll look that up. That's a very interesting question. The first truck was produced made in 1896. Thank you, Luke, calling from Arkansas. Next, we go to Mark. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mark in Texas. Mark, how you doing?
Just fine.
Thanks for calling our Trivia Friday show here on American Family Radio. Where do you live in Texas?
San Angelo.
Okay.
Right in the center of the state.
Yes, sir. And we've been on the air there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
With AFR. Okay, Mark, trivia, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want
to... My question has two parts, but the... question I'm going to answer is the M&M fruit chews is Starburst.
Well, he is correct.
That is correct.
So M&M's.
M&M fruit chews.
Fruit chews.
Later became Starburst.
Starburst. Okay. And they will burst your mouth, your taste buds, those things.
They're good.
They're straight sugar. I mean, you don't give three of them to kids if you want to control them.
No,
but,
you don't.
They are very, very tasty. Starburst. That's what M&M's. But M&M's, that's the Mars company, right?
Yes. Mars? Yes.
So, okay. All right. Good answer. Way to go, Mark. What's your question for us?
Okay. It's kind of a two-part question.
All right.
What meat did Noah and his family not eat on the ark?
What meat did Noah and his family not eat on the ark? What meat did they not eat? You know the animals are looking around.
Yeah.
Going, I hope they don't
eyeball in this one.
I hope they don't get too hungry.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a trick question to me.
Yeah. Mark would do that to us.
No.
He's a straight
he
shooter.
Never do that.
He's from Texas.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. I'm gonna say bears and moose.
It was fish.
Okay.
Because they only had two worms.
That is good, Mark.
Yeah.
I have to use that one. that's JJ.
Yeah.
That's JJ Corny.
That really, he is.
Right there. JJ will steal that one from you. He didn't eat fish because he only had two worms.
Yeah.
But a boom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
All right, Mark. Thank you, my friend. That's fun. Mark, they're calling from Texas. And we've got about 7 or 8 minutes here left on Trivia Friday. I'm Tim with Jonathan and Adam. And if you want to shoot us an email, comments@AFR.net is the address. comments@AFR.net. We do archive all our trivia shows, so we've got a couple of years there on our archive. So if you're traveling and you want to listen to some of our previous trivia shows, they can do that, can't they, John? How do they do that?
Sir, they can go to AFR.net and look for the podcast at the top of the page, and you will see all of our programs that we air.
The banner there is for Trivia Friday, too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we go next to Bradley calling from Mississippi. Hi, Bradley.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. How about yourself?
Man, doing all right. Been trying for years to get on, and I got nervous I wasn't going to make it this time.
Now, for a year, you too been trying for years?
Yes, I live in Laurel, Mississippi, and I drive a truck, but we can't use our phone, so I have to pull over and try it, but I can't always wait it out. So I'm on my days off today, and I was able to make it.
Well, Bradley, this is your lucky day, my friend. I've got a trucker cap for you.
Or a trucker.
Yeah.
Said he was a trucker.
Man, I sure do appreciate that.
So don't hang up when we get through with this call, because Cindy's going to get your address, and we'll mail you this truck. I mean,
awesome.
We're not going to mail you a truck. That costs too much. We're going to mail you a trucker's cap. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Bradley, so you're a trucker, and how far out do you go?
I stay pretty local. I come up north sometimes. I haul crude oil, so I'm pretty local.
Okay, will you ever get up to Tupelo?
Not quite that far.
Okay.
But I do come up in the Starkville area around there. So
okay, well, if you ever get up to a Tupelo area, let us know. We'd love to have you come by and meet you.
I have a question for Bradley.
Yeah, go ahead.
Earlier we had a lady from Collins that said the oil reserves or gas tank reserves. So do you get a lot of your crude oil from Collins?
I get some from around that area, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, Bradley, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, every one that I've wanted to answer has been answered, so I'm going to try your question, Tim, about the fruits.
Okay, here's the question. After bananas and apples, which are 1-2 of the most consumed fruits in America, what are the next three? And I'm going to give you four guesses to get the three answers.
All right. Well, I don't know about the U.S., but as far as my household and my kids, they consume a ton of strawberries, grapes, and oranges.
All right, strawberries and grapes are correct. They are next in line. Strawberries 3, grapes 4, bananas and apples. So you got bananas, apples, strawberries, and grapes. Now, what was the other one you said?
I said oranges.
Orange. I would have thought orange.
I said oranges.
Oranges. I'd have guessed that too myself if I didn't know the answer to this, but that's incorrect. I'll give you one more guess.
Let's go with blueberries.
Blueberries also another guess. So here's the answer because we're running out of time. The answer I have here is melons.
That would include cantaloupe probably too.
Cantaloupe, watermelon,
honeydew melon.
So melons would be. That's kind of a whole category right there. But melons, oranges were probably right after that. And then you got oranges, tangerines.
Mm-hmm. Plums.
So anyway, good guess, but we're going to send you the cap. The ball hat. All right, Bradley, good. Thank you, my friend.
Do you have a question?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What historic event is responsible for the death of approximately a quarter of the Earth's population?
Quarter of the Earth's population? I'm going to say the Black Plague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smallpox is the only other thing coming to my mind.
Black Plague.
That is not what I have. I have when Cain killed Abel.
That's a good one.
You got us there, Bradley. That was. Do you feel good about yourself?
I've been waiting to do that for years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got.
Well, when you're wearing that trucker hat, you can tell that story that you stumped all of us. Yeah. When
the Black Plague was a bad deal for the world.
Yes, sir.
That would have been in the Middle Ages, I think, and it wiped out, at least in Europe, it wiped out. A third of the population.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bradley. Appreciate it.
I am going to steal that and tell that to my youth at my church.
Okay. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We don't have time. We're going to get Bob on the phone next week. Okay. He'll be first up next week. So.
Okay.
Can we make that happen, Bob in Arkansas? You may can hear me right now. We don't have time to get you on the air, but we'll call you back and put you first up. Next week. All right, guys, what questions do y'all have that weren't answered?
Mine are done.
I've got two real quick. John Wayne had a Grammy nomination for the Best Spoken Word album in 1974. The name of that album was America, Why I Love Her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to play that sometime. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when he was nominated for the Grammy for that one. All right. The Texas Mission turned military fort, named after the Spanish word meaning cottonwood. It's the Alamo.
The Alamo. Yeah, the Alamo. You know that John Wayne, I've heard that before.
Yeah,
what's the name of it?
America, Why I Love Her.
That's back when people in Hollywood were patriotic.
Yes, sir. And just a quick side note about that. So what he's reading on that album is John Mitchum's poetry, who is Robert Mitchum's brother.
Yeah, the famous actor.
Yes, sir. Thought that was interesting.
Well, thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
You did well.
Yeah.
Jonathan. You did great yourself, and
you did too, Tim.
Well, no, I don't need those. I don't want to draw attention to myself. Okay,
we'll draw it for you.
Okay, well, y'all can if you want to.
You did also.
Well, I did, but
you carried the show, basically.
You did. Listen, y'all stop. Okay. You're embarrassing me.
Okay.
All right. We're out of time, and we thank you for yours. And you have a wonderful weekend. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we shall see you back on Monday.